Weather. Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 91. Mainly clear Friday, with highs in the mid-90s. Slight chance of rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Parking lots at the Kansas State Fairgrounds remain closed. You can park at the Sports Arena, Uptown Mall, or Bowl 3PL and take a shuttle to the fairground. However, there is handicap parking available near Gates 5 and 9. Flags across Kansas will be lowered to half staff tomorrow. Governor Kelly issued the order to honor the Americans killed in the September 11th terror attacks 24 years ago. The city of Valley Center reminds you to watch for roofing scams in the wake of this week's storms. If a contractor comes to your door, that you should always ensure that they have proper permits in your community. In Valley Center, the city says you can always call City Hall if you have a question about a contractor's permits. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is taking legal action to force Governor Kelly's administration to comply with state and federal law by handing over SNAP data to the USDA. And he said that failure to do so could cost Kansans more than $10 million in federal aid for vulnerable families. Joined by top Republican lawmakers, he accused the administration of mismanaging SNAP benefits and stonewalling federal oversight. The lawsuit aims to ensure data transparency and protect funding for food assistance programs. phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, the cost to stay connected is out of reach for many Kansans. In observance of National Digital Connectivity and Lifeline Awareness Week, September 7th through the 13th, the Kansas Corporation Commission joins utility regulators nationwide in creating awareness of the Lifeline program offerings and encourages those in need of assistance to apply. Lifeline provides combined federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan. And subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts. Currently, nearly 8.6 million Americans, including 19,500 Kansans, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income being at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines or participation in certain other assistance programs, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Medicaid Supplemental Security Income, Federal Public Housing Assistance, Veterans Pensions and Survivors Pension Benefit, Bureau of Indian Affairs General Assistance, Tribally Administered Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Head Start Tribal Programs that are income-based, and the Food Distribution Program on Tribal Lands. In addition, the Safe Connections Act, or SCA, of 2022 helps survivors of domestic violence, human trafficking, and related crimes get discounted phone, internet, or bundled services through the Lifeline program. Those who qualify under SCA can receive up to 6 months of emergency Lifeline support, and their privacy will be protected. Details are available at lifelinesupport.org/survivor-benefit. More information on income eligibility, the participating Lifeline providers, and the enrollment process is available at the KCC's website, kcc.ks.gov, or by calling 800-662-0027. The Kansas Supreme Court is accepting public comment on proposed new Rule 1405, which will create a Standing Rural Justice Initiative Committee. When adopted, the rule will establish the framework for a standing committee, including members and terms, and the standing committee will be responsible for implementing recommendations made in the Rural Justice Initiative final report, monitor the effectiveness of those efforts, and identify ways to improve access to legal services in rural Kansas. The Standing Committee would succeed a Rural Justice Initiative Committee that was created in 2022 to examine unmet legal needs in rural Kansas related to a shrinking number of attorneys living and working in rural areas. That committee produced the final report with 10 recommendations that range from attorney recruitment projects to best practices to meet legal needs across Kansas. The court will accept written comment by email to publiccomments@kscourts.gov until 5 p.m. on Thursday, October 2nd, and the subject line must read Rule 1405. Labor Day marked the opening day for the 2025 dove hunting season in the state of Kansas, and this year's season will run from now until November 29th, with the designated shooting hours between 30 minutes before sunrise until sunset. There is a daily bag limit of 15 doves for morning and white-winged and in single species or in combination, while there is no limit on exotic doves such as Eurasian, collared, and ringed turtle. There is a possession limit of 3 times the daily bag limit. Resident hunters between the ages of 16 and 74 must have a valid Kansas hunting license and a Kansas HIP permit, unless exempt. And non-resident hunters, regardless of their age, must have a valid Kansas non-resident hunting license and a HIP permit. Shotguns must be 10 gauge or smaller and incapable of holding more than 3 shells. Toxic shot is prohibited in designated non-toxic shot only areas, and migratory doves may only be taken in flight. Anyone who spots illegal activity is asked to contact a local game warden or Operation Game Thief at 1-877-426-3843. For a complete summary of state hunting regulations, you can visit ksoutdoors.gov. In Nebraska news, a 9-year-old boy was severely injured on Sunday when he was hit by a pontoon propeller at Lake McConaughey. It happened at about 1 p.m. when the Colorado boy was wading near the sandy beach shore. After he was hit, he was flown to Anschutz Children's Hospital in Aurora, Colorado. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission said the driver of the boat, a 40-year-old Colorado man, was drunk, and he was ticketed on suspicion of boating under the influence of alcohol, reckless operation of a motorboat, and violating safety regulations of the Nebraska State Boat Act. Conservation officers are still investigating. On Thursday, 46-year-old Dustin Noble of North Platte received 22 months in prison for conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act, a federal law regulating the trafficking of fish and wildlife. He will also pay $179,680 in restitution and spend 3 years on supervised release after prison. Noble ran Noble Outdoors, a business based in North Platte that offered guided big game hunts. From 2015 to 2021, Noble took family, friends, and clients on at least 114 illegal hunting trips, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. He used unlawful tactics like firing at animals from the road, hunting outside of sanctioned hours, and going on private property without permission. Noble and his accomplices illegally harvested more than 12 species, including 61 mule deer, 33 turkeys, 4 pronghorn, and 3 white-tailed deer. The hunts happened in at least 3 counties, Lincoln, Hayes, and Frontier. During this time, it was illegal for Noble to hunt in the first place because in 2014, he was convicted of wildlife violations in Dawson County and stripped of his hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges for 10 years. Under his plea agreement in the federal case, Noble forfeited multiple taxidermy mounts, 2 crossbows, and several guns. He also is barred from taxidermy for 10 years and from any hunting or fishing-related activities for 25 years. Noble is the 20th person to be sentenced in this case, and the others have been ordered to pay a total of more than $255,000 in fines and restitution for state and federal violations. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Tuesday, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, Governor Kelly has directed that flags throughout the state of Kansas be lowered to half staff from sunup to sundown tomorrow, Thursday, September the 11th, to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Governor Kelly said that we will never forget the horrific tragedy that occurred 24 years ago, taking the lives of nearly 3,000 Americans and injuring thousands more. However, in the face of a terrorist attack, we reflect on the valor and bravery demonstrated that day by our nation's first responders, who saved the lives of many despite losing more than 400 of their own. She said that we owe them a debt of gratitude for their selfless service and sacrifice. 2 people were injured in an accident just before 8 a.m. on Tuesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2015 Chevy Malibu, driven by 36-year-old Megan Marie Gady of Hoxie, was approaching the intersection of U.S. 24 and County Road 23, 4 miles east of Kansas 25. The Chevy rear-ended a 2014 Toyota Corolla, driven by 28-year-old Horiana Azochel Garcia Espinoza of Colby, who was slowing down for a turning semi. EMS transported both drivers to Citizens Medical Center, and both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on August 29th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Richard Thompson, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Norton Solid Waste Supervisor Ted White reported that the Bobcat skid steer that was approved to be traded in on August 11th at the August 11th Commissioners meeting for $57,215.23 had broken down and that the original agreement was going to be null and void. However, the dealer came out and assessed the skid steer in its current state and is willing to make the trade for $65,000.16. Commissioner Beidler moved to amend the original purchase contract to amount of $65,000.16 to accommodate the value of the repair bill to fix the planetary drive. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and the motion carried 3-0. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, monthly bills, and fund balances were distributed to the commissioners. Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin joined the meeting, and she reported on the month of August's sales tax distribution from the state of Kansas. The state remitted $32,078.65 in compensating sales tax and $89,421.91 in sales tax. The definition of compensating use tax is anything not purchased in Kansas, and examples are online vendors that are located out of state and automobile dealers located out of state. Regular sales tax is any purchase in the state of Kansas made online and shipped to Norton County, or in-person sales made in a business located in Norton County. Norton's total county sales tax is 1.75%, of which 0.75% is the original sales tax and 1% is a special tax designated to the hospital and EMS special funds. Chairman Matchett reported on his recent meeting at the KAC Legislative Policy Committee as he represents the commissioners from the Northwest 18 counties of Kansas. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the August 18th commissioners' meeting. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Thompson moved to accept the minutes of the August 25th commissioners' meeting as corrected. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion, and the motion carried. Commissioner Beidler moved to pay the monthly bills. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion, and that motion carried 3-0. Commissioner Thompson then moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:16 a.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have pigs in a blanket, sweet potato french fries, dill spear, baby carrots, rosy applesauce, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwich or shredded roast beef sandwich, baked beans, sun chips, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be macaroni and cheese, meatballs, bread, green beans, and fresh fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there should be some patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 85 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 63 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 91 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 68. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 94. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 91. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84. On Monday, sunny with a high near 88. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with some fog and mist conditions, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 100%. The wind speed is variable at 1 mile per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.05. The dew point is 63 degrees. And the current visibility is 5 miles. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Royals lefty Cole Reagans looked strong Sunday in his first rehab start since straining his left rotator cuff in June. Reagans tossed three innings for AAA Omaha in a game at Iowa, allowing a solo home run, an infield single, and striking out seven batters, including six straight at one point. Of his 45 pitches, 34 were strikes, and his fastball touched 97 miles per hour to multiple hitters. With Reagans just throwing 45 pitches, it seems likely that he'll need another rehab start with AAA Omaha later this week, increasing the volume of innings and pitch counts, probably on Thursday or Friday, depending how he's feeling, but manager Matt Cotrero didn't rule out a quick return. Reagans, a 2024 All-Star, has been sidelined since June 11th with a left rotator cuff strain. He made one start in June against the Cardinals after coming off the IL with a left groin strain, but he felt the shoulder injury after the outing. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
My dad, he's a double amputee, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. To me, a hero is someone who fights for our country and freedom.
My dad is a hero.
Most of our troops built this house, and it's basically made for him. My dad can get through the wide doorways.
When he is making our lunch, he can reach anything we need.
He'll help me build tiny projects.
Life is good here.
Without homes for our troops, we'd be living in a home that didn't have all these features that helped him.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives.
If they get a new house like this one, it'll help them, like, do normal life.
My dad's not just a hero, he's my hero.
Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.